Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th. Hosted by Kevin Hart. The seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady. Live only on Netflix.
You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
What are you doing later?
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy. That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah. Okay.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
Hey guys, Giants beat reporter Zach Rosenblatt here from NJ Advanced Media, and this is your latest update powered by the Talk Is Cheap podcast. The Philadelphia Eagles finally traded Carson Wentz on Thursday, dealing the quarterback to the Indianapolis Colts for two draft picks. This can be viewed as a positive for the Giants, as it cements the Eagles as a rebuilding team in the NFC East, and not a legitimate contender in the immediate future for the division title. If the Giants want to be taken seriously as NFC East contenders in 2021, a few things need to happen this offseason. Washington can't get too significant of an upgrade at quarterback, which is off to a good start since they struck out on Matthew Stafford. The Giants need to make significant upgrades on offense, especially at wide receiver and on the offensive line. They won't be going anywhere with an offense that scores 17.5 points per game as they did in 2020. The Giants need to re-sign defensive lineman Leonard Williams, the most impactful pass rusher, even if he'll become the highest paid player in team history. Saquon Barkley needs to stay healthy after missing time with injuries the last 2 years. And key young players, especially Daniel Jones, need to show significant signs of progress in 2021. That's a lot of things that need to get done, but all of them are entirely possible. The NFL announced that the 2021 salary cap will be at least $180 million, which is a step up from the expected $175 million. It could go even higher than that, which bodes somewhat well for a Giants team not exactly flush with cap space. At $180 million, the Giants would only have around $1 million in cap space, but they can clear out significantly more by cutting expensive veterans like Golden Tate and Nate Solder, as well as less notable players like Lavine Toyolo, Riley Dixon, David Mayo, and Cody Core. Other ways they can go about saving money include trading tight end Evan Engram, extending the contracts of Kevin Zeitler and or Jabril Peppers, and restructuring the contract of James Bradbury. By doing all of those steps, or most of them, the Giants should be able to add notable players at key positions of need, especially wide receiver, which they will have plenty of opportunities to upgrade with a deep class of free agent wide receivers. Early mock drafts have the Giants picking an offensive weapon to help Daniel Jones on the offense at their 11th pick in the first round. The most commonly projected players include Alabama wide receivers Jalen Waddle or Devontae Smith, Florida tight end Kyle Pitts, Northwestern offensive tackle Rashawn Slater, and then on defense, they've been projected Miami edge rusher Gregory Rousseau, Penn State linebacker Micah Parsons, Alabama cornerback Patrick Surtain, and Virginia Tech cornerback Caleb Farley. The Giants should focus on offense, and a player like Jalen Waddle falling to them would be ideal. But all of those players, in theory, would be defensible picks, considering the Giants' needs heading into the offseason. For all of the latest Giants news, turn to the sports section of NJ.com and download the Talk Is Cheap podcast wherever podcasts are available.